The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Imagine you're an ambitious 25-year-old business school grad in Spain, but it's 2013 and unemployment there is a scary 26%. So where do you take your entrepreneurial talents? Communist Cuba. Seriously.
I saw all the changes in the law and the for private sector.
Marta Elisa Deus and her family had left Cuba when she was 12, but 13 years later, she was hearing about Cuban leader Raul Castro's free market reforms.
And I decided to come back and open my business.
Not just any business. Deus started one of the first accounting and financial services firms for Cuba's other 500,000 private companies. It's called Deus Accounting Experts. 3 years after its launch, her three employees make 10 times the $20 monthly salary most Cubans earn. And Deus is wearing the same power business suit she would have sported back in Spain.
I'm very proud of our team. All of us, we are women, yes. And we also want to help the young people find opportunities in Cuba.
Deus's pioneering moxie caught the eye of Florida International University in Miami. She's one of 15 young Cuban entrepreneurs taking part in an FIU pilot project this summer called Incubando. That's a Spanish pun for business incubating. Incubando is the first U.S. business education program expressly for Cuba's fledgling business owners. It's the brainchild of Roots of Hope, a Miami group that promotes outreach between Cubans and Cuban Americans, and FIU's Cuba Research Institute and College of Business.
We are trying to learn from them how they have been doing business in Cuba in a planned economy.
Carlos Parra is an FIU business professor and an Incubando director.
We're trying to give them tools to do it differently in a way that's applicable. We know that supply and demand doesn't work in Cuba, so we're trying to develop in what context what we have can apply to them.
That can involve high-level MBA-style theory like proactive stakeholder engagement. That means managing your relationships with customers, employees, suppliers, and regulators. Or simpler things, such as teaching the Cuban fellows that in capitalist economies like the U.S., we usually don't have to ration basic goods. They learned that on their first visit here to Publix.
One of them was very interested in getting a lot of boxes of plastic utensils. So one of the organizers asked her, why don't you wait for the day before you're heading home? I was like, no, I'm worried that you'll run out. So the organizer said, no, we don't run out of things here. We run out of money.
Still, in conversations like these, Parra says FIU profs are surprised at how much the Cuban entrepreneurs have learned about business by doing business in Cuba. They're especially impressed by their sense of how to tailor products to customers' needs.
I have something very vanguard and innovative.
A good example is a 33-year-old industrial engineer named Javier Puig. He recently started MCG Technologies in Havana, and he's developed software called Open Opportunity that he says gives companies new ways to integrate management systems. As Puig explained his product to me in Spanish, he made another noteworthy observation. He'd like to be Cuba's version of a software innovator like Bill Gates.
Some days, Bill Gates, he sleep and wake up in the same office because he work all night. For me, it's almost the same.
Problem is, the Cuban government isn't quite ready for a Cuban Bill Gates, which is why Puig is still waiting for a license to sell his software. So he's taking advantage of Incubando to build his business savvy and make business connections in Miami on this, his first trip ever outside Cuba.
I am waiting for angel investor for my business, maybe to go to Latin America market.
Marta Deus, the accounting services entrepreneur, feels the same way.
Miami is a huge market for me because Cubans that live here can open their own business in Havana. Maybe they will need me.
Executives from companies like PayPal are coming to FIU to speak to the Incubando fellows, which is why another required course they take is probably as important as business.
English.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.